This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. will host the next G7 summit, and President Trump says he may invite Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Summit host Emmanuel Macron says there's now a roadmap for ending the nuclear impasse between Washington and Tehran and hopes the two presidents will meet in the coming weeks. President Trump says he's willing.
If the circumstances were correct or the right, I would certainly agree to that.
Macron and other world leaders have been trying to salvage the nuclear deal from which Trump pulled the U.S. last year. Macron made the surprise move of inviting Iran's top diplomat to the summit. And even though the president did not meet with him, says he feels good about progress on a deal.
It may not be immediately, but I think ultimately we're going to do something.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And meanwhile, President Trump said Monday that there's a really good chance he would meet with Iran President Hassan Rouhani in the upcoming weeks to try to negotiate a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program to replace the 2015 international deal that Mr. Trump withdrew from last year.
The aid package comes as tensions flare between Macron and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro.
And the U.S. leader said that the economic sanctions he reimposed on Iran a year ago are absolutely hurting the hurting them, as Mr. Trump sought to limit Iran's international oil imports. U.S. President Trump voiced new optimism Monday that a trade deal could be reached with China to end the tit-for-tat war between the world's two largest economies. Mr. Trump told reporters at the G7 summit in France that China had called top U.S. trade representatives and said, let's get back to the table. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of the group of seven wealthy nations say that they have agreed to release more than $20 million of emergency aid to help countries battle wildfires in the Amazon rainforest. French President Emmanuel Macron said this on Monday. We get more from Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
The aid package comes as tensions flare between Macron and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Macron last week accused the conservative Bolsonaro of lying about his environmental commitments. Bolsonaro, who wants to open the Amazon to more farming and mining, on Sunday mocked Macron's wife on Facebook. And on Monday, he questioned Macron's intentions. So far, nearly 80,000 fires have been recorded in Brazil this year through the weekend. Many of those fires are thought to have been started deliberately. Some 44,000 troops are stationed in the northern Amazon region to help. Officials say the G7 plan would be rolled out in two stages. The first stage involves sending firefighters and water bombers. The second involves protecting the forests and their biodiversity, then reforesting the region. Macron added that the G7 would draw up an initiative for the Amazon to be launched next month at the UN General Assembly.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. A coalition of 19 U.S. states in Washington, D.C. has announced it will sue the federal government to stop a new rule that would allow migrants seeking asylum in the United States to be detained indefinitely. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the new rule would violate the Flores Agreement, which stipulates that a child cannot be held in immigration detention more than 20 days.
This notion that you can indefinitely intern the children in this state is perverse, unconscionable, clearly in violation of Flores, and clearly warrants this action.
California Attorney General Xavier Becerra noted the 20 state attorneys general have declared support for the cause.
Those 20 AGs are taking on the Trump administration because we wish to protect children. We wish to protect them from irreparable harm, which may be caused by this unlawful detention orchestrated by the Trump administration.
The rule published on Friday is set to take effect in October. The Trump administration argues that migrants with children bet on getting a quicker hearing because of the detention limit. With the draft peace agreement between the United States and the Afghan Taliban circulating after 10 months of negotiations, the insurgent group is pushing a new media campaign boasting about what it describes as a success of its past strict Islamic rule. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.